By the rules of Parliament, in the absence of the chairperson to function his or her duty, the committee is required to elect the acting chairperson who will have the same powers as the chairperson of the committee. I will request the members to make nominations for the acting chairperson. Honourable Clara.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Honourable Clara. I'd like to elect Comrade M. Tracker, the whip of the committee, to be an acting chairperson today. Thank you.
Is there any member who would like to second Honourable Clara's nomination? Mama Tume? Okay. Mama Tume seconded. I assume there aren't any further nominations?
No.
If not, yeah. Congratulations, Honourable Tracker. Yeah, the chairperson. I have two apologies. One is from Honourable Walter, the chairperson of this committee, who submitted an apology that she won't be able to attend today's meeting. She's attending a PEC meeting in the morning, and then also on Thursday she's presenting a paper at the provincial election workshop in Kimberley. One is from Honourable Makuba, as we are aware that she went for an operation. She's still off sick. So those are the two approaches that we've read. Okay, No, the committee can use its budget if they want to send flowers or anything.
Yeah, I think because we're in the hospital, I also want to come after
But don't send me flowers, send me chocolate.
I'm told by the secretary of the committee that we can. There are two items in relation And then the second one, which is adoption of outstanding minutes. She's saying we can do this next week at the adoption of the minutes. I don't know whether it's something that the chairperson said we must do. The second one. You are suggesting.
Why don't you adopt today instead? Is the deliberation going to take?
I don't think
maybe let's check and redo the deliberation first.
Let's do all them. I think everybody has to. We're going to start by. There's one in front of me. This is very cool. The from the board on the party board and the president of the department of social development. We are going to send this one. The board of the social committee. We'll start with this one. Our members, for me, please. We'll start with this one. It's report on the portfolio committee of social development and budget vote 19, a strategic and operational plan of the Department of Social Development for 2013, 14 entities, date of 30th April 2013. This is its numbered. We will start by correcting the mistakes before we discuss the document. Page 1, is there any mistake that you see? Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. No, 12 is the last. Thank you very much for the members. I think what we need to do now, because we don't want to waste time and spending hours and hours. But what I do not see in the way is the people that were here, because the page that indicates people that were here. Because it's very important so that we know who was here, who was not here. Thanks.
Honorable Chairperson, in reports, especially for Chat Ben Anya reports, we don't put the names of the people who attend the meeting. I'll produce minutes as record of parliament with all the names of people added in apologies, which will contain the same information and the resolutions of the committee. If the committee wanted a report or a briefing, that will be contained in the minutes of the meeting. This one is for the House.
This is for the House?
Yes.
Okay. If you start with the procedure, it's okay. But I thought we would be able to know and indicate that everybody was here and was not here on that day. But if that is the procedure, it's okay with that. Can we then look at the introduction? I don't know whether you want the secretary to read the whole paragraph. Okay. But members will indicate by showing of hands if there's anything that you want to raise. Thank you.
I'm on paragraph 2, presentation by department. There's a following program, and programs are there up to 5. We all know them. And then we go to mandate of the department, which we all know. It doesn't change. I'm on strategic goals. Goals also are issues that don't change. Goals of the department, we know them. I think we then go to program 1, administration, and it's telling us that it is to provide leadership, management, and support services to the department and the social sector. So then go to strategic risk and business processes. And I'm on page 3 now. If you want to say something, please don't hesitate to stop me from marathon. The entity oversight, I think that's the third one we need to look at. It. The monitoring and evaluation. Welcome those that have joined us, Honorable Maluleka and Honorable Sikile. We are dealing with the report of Portfolio Committee on Social Development and Budget for 2019, strategic and financial plan of the Department of Social Development. And we are now on page 3. We are just looking, we started by looking at the mistakes. There are no mistakes. Zimbabwe is very good. We used to spend hours and hours in correcting mistakes and grammar. We're no longer doing that now. We are now on page 3, entity oversight, and I've indicated that if there's anything that you want to raise, don't hesitate to press the mic and speak. Program 2, social assistance. Then go to program 3, Social Security and Administration. It's only one line, then we go to Social Security Policy Development. Appeals adjudication. Go to Inspectorate for Social Security. performance and expenditure sense, I think it's something that we did discuss in the committee, that the department requested that expenditure on appeals application will increase in order to speed up the application appeals, to increase the number of appeals adjudicated within 90 days to 65% in 2015 or 2016. I think we did talk about this, the appeal policy. Program 4, welfare service policy development and implementation support. Coach service standards. We go to social service provider management and support on page 5. Will you close that door? Thank you. Older persons, I finished older persons, page 5. I'm on children. Page 7 includes the social term prevention and victim empowerment. The youth. HIV and AIDS. On page 8, program 5. Special projects and innovation. Association and monitoring for non-profit organization. Community development. Performance and expenditure trend. Financial implications, page 9. Page 1 deals with budget allocation per program. The observations of the committee. The committee noted that the department in its program has not given enough focus on program planning and addressing issues of people with disabilities. The issue raised as an area of concern, and the judgment was asked to include this as one of the six county areas. It's something that we recommend. It's a recommend observed. Yeah. The committee noted that the department has several extra positions in the senior management, and then it raised that this may have impact on the service delivered on the department. This was addressed by the committee.
Chair?
Yes?
If we could say the majority of senior management positions are active. Only one out of eight was active.
Which
position is
that? Page 10. So, all of what you suggest that instead of noting that the department is several acting positions, we say
it's a majority, the vast majority. Only one out of eight top positions is full permanently. Everyone's acting otherwise.
So the several acting is not enough because it says several acting positions.
I think vast majority gives it more emphasis.
Chairperson, I think we should say the committee noted that there are several acting positions, but the department also gave a response and the way forward to resolve those acting issues. They did mention to us that there are interviews that they have undergone that waiting for appointment.
Okay. The fact is, three positions have had, or going to have interviews, or have had interviews. Mm. Not all of them have had, and the other ones have had nothing. So that's misleading what you're saying there, I think. And I think what it's also, it's a serious indictment on the management of a department where seven out of eight positions are vacant. And acting people have been in those positions, some for over 3 years. And I think we need to take a strong stance as a committee that has oversight of the department to ensure that these positions are filled.
I'm sitting here thinking, well, which are those positions that are serving? That are acting? Maybe we need to be reminded. Because I don't remember. I know that the PG is acting. And
then every DDG position is one.
There's only one DDG. The rest
are
so it's a lot.
Captain, I think we should leave it as it is.
Why?
In the report. I think several doesn't mean one or two or unless you want to say you want to specify how many.
No, let's take this view that we all know that it's a fact that DDGs are acting. Mm. And we cannot right now inform that DDGs and also the DG is acting. But what we cannot do is to put the number of people that are acting in the report. Just to say majority of senior positions are acting. Maybe we should just put it that way.
And then it raised that this may have an impact on service delivery of the
time. So
it's a question
of English.
No, I'm of the view, Chairperson, to say if we are moving from several, then we need to be specific as to what number is a lot. As Honourable Waters saying, there is a lot means there is so much. But if we are going to say it's a lot and we are not being specific, that means that we are not saying anything if we are moving from that several. Because to me, as Honourable Mafolo was saying, that several means that there is a lot.
Many.
There is many.
I do want to say what Mofolo raised is very important to be in the report. That if we noted that there are several positions in the senior positions that are acting, but also each department is undergoing interviews,
we shouldn't be, we should leave it like that. We should add, you know, assignment that says equality raised this issue, and also the department raised that there are, you know, the matter in terms of interviews. Yes. It should be like there's nothing happening in the department.
Okay, if you wait a minute, on page 11, actually, starting from page 10, where it says, we're now talking about the concerns of the committee. On page 11, which is the third left from the concerns, it does address the issue that the department will work on it. The first left on page 11,
okay,
it falls under the concerns
of
the organization. So it is noted here that the department reported that interviews have been conducted, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So based on that point of the concern,
yeah,
I would actually advise that on the first bullet, the second bullet of the committee, we need to say majority of us. Because it is in the majority. Several might mean 2, 3, 4. But if we say majority of us, it's indicative of the vacancy rate within the senior management level. That's my, I don't know, that's my point, that if we emphasize the majority or vast positions, and then on the concerns, it does address itself in terms of what the department
is. Let me read the concerns first before I get the number of executives at senior management level of the department. It's noted that this may an impact.
Because it gives the impression that every vacant position has had interviews and that's wrong. It was three.
No, there is something that it was not three minutes. Because if there was an answer that says only three that are going to be interviewed, but the question was from the department that they are all going to be.
To all due respect, went through, I don't know if you were there or not, but went through the organogram with the acting DG, because even the acting DG wasn't there. That's how bad it is, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, he went through the organogram with us, the top positions, the DG, and then the seven DDG positions. Remember, everyone? Mm-hmm. Or am I talking rubbish? Does everyone remember?
No,
sir. Okay, all right. Okay. And then he specified... The paragraph here says, it's noted that this may, the department reported that interviews have been conducted to fill the acting positions. That gives the impression that every acting position has been, interviewed, and that's misleading.
No. Three means positions. If you don't have three, it means
somebody
cannot say position. We are talking, if they get three, it cannot be position.
It's the impression if someone read this without attending the meeting, right? Because these are minutes for the MPs in Parliament, right? For everyone, the 400 of us. They will think that every position has had interviews, if you read it.
Let me just
We are saying several positions. As much as there are others who have gone under interview, the other advertised, the other who won. But that is why we are saying several. Several means not all of them.
Majority.
Yeah. If we are saying the majority, that means I don't understand what Honorable Mutas want to say. That is why I was moving on a point to say, let us take it as it is. And each chairperson may not want to waste time going around dealing with one thing, majority or several. I will actually go if we don't, because even myself, I don't feel like a majority is a good way to be used. As there are interviews and there are the appointments that are on the way, which we are told of in the committee. So
our angels to let get a feeling of them in your fear.
Interviews had been conducted to some of the active positions. And I hope it will remain.
Have it?
Some, not all.
Have it?
Yeah. Agreed.
So much go to the other.
No, never change.
When you all speak, as you understand, when you all speak and you open your own meeting. Yes, please. We all agree on some.
Then let us go back to the bullet number 3. Because we are still on bullet 3. No, we are taking several acting positions and then put some in that acting, some in the acting position. Then we then go to cultivate the following content, page 10. The second bulletin from top, the committee observed that the department is still lagging behind in terms of capacitating non-profit organizations, issues of employee registration, compliance to norms and standards guidelines, and other factors hampering service delivery on NPOs were highlighted as a main challenge. It emphasized that the department should prioritize this issue and put monitoring and evaluating mechanisms at addressing service delivery challenges. It set out there that absence of standardization of standardized guidelines to address challenges related to funding of the NGOs has had an impact on the services rendered by NGOs, since 60% of the work of the department is done by them. It noted that there is still a lack of support to NGOs such as capacity building and funding. Then we go to the committee raised the following concerns. We were reading quite a lot of members. On the first paragraph, Crossing of the Children's Act projected that implementation of the act was going to require 60,000 social workers. The department reported that at the time of the reporting, there were approximately 6,000 social workers in the field. Since the inception of the social work scholarship, 6,665 scholarships have been awarded. In 2011-2012 financial year, there were 918 social work scholarship awarded, which represents 23.4%. The number of scholarship awarded depends on the number of applicants and the number of students accepted at relevant tertiary institutions. We went on, all the members, reluctant to. Committee felt that the target 6,000 could be unrealistic because there had been a very low number of social workers graduating from the scholarship program. The department told the committee that it faces the challenge of high dropout and failure rate. In the past, students were forced to drop out when they had failed because the department withdrew the bursary. To resolve this challenge, the department made a decision to extend the scholarship by a year when a student failed. Another challenge is being that universities have a specific number of student intake. The committee advised the department to look at alternatives that will address the challenge. One option is of the department to explore the possibility of developing social auxiliary workers to programs leadership completed work with social workers. Bullet 4 on page 10, food banks are only...
Yes? I said in paragraph, the 50, the committee felt that the target of 56,000 could have been unrealistic. That target of 56,000 wasn't just a thumbstruck by the department. It was done through the Hospital of the Children's Act.
Mm.
Very detailed testing. Mm. And that 56,000 is what's needed to implement the Act of
Office.
It's not unrealistic. And I certainly don't agree with that testing. I know the chairperson has that. She did raise it and she did mention that she thinks it's unrealistic, but I certainly don't support that.
So you mean the 56,000 is unrealistic?
Well, what I get from this sentence, and sorry to be pedantic about, is the fact that the department just sort of came up with this figure. When actually the department had nothing to do with this figure, 56,000. There was a separate report done by a consultant on what would be needed to implement the Children's Act in 2005, when it was first presented to Parliament. We got that cost to work with. And I can bring a copy of people want to my office. But the fact is, the 64,000 is what needed to implement the Act properly. This is just for the Act. So the fact is that we pass an Act in Parliament, we have obligations to ensure that it's enforced and implemented properly for the children of the country. You see what I'm saying? So this sentence for me is problematic for me.
I agreed to what Honourable Walter was saying, but here we have this report. This report, we are not thinking about it now. It's the report from that day. And we can't now start the debate, the report. This is just the report that we're supposed to adopt. Because really, it was happened like this. The instances was there. If we argue for it, we're supposed to argue by that day. But now we can't change something that we already spoke about. Thank you.
Honourable Moore, I've taken and I'm trying to...
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. I think what I wanted to say is the 66 is not the total number of social workers that we need in the field for everything. It was just specific to the implementation of the Children's Act. So it actually was insufficient if we had for just the Children's Act, not the total number of, obviously
but
we needed more.
I wanted to say, I hear what you're saying, because it might be even dangerous to say 66% or 66,000 or so. Maybe after two or three we get that the number is increased or less. Maybe the best thing is to say that minus. What do you think?
No, this came out of research, remember. It's not like Michael was saying, Tampa. It was the research that was done.
So we leave it like this?
Well,
I think, you know what I'm noticing, that when the chairperson Yolanda is chairing, you gave the sentence. When it's me chairing, you all speak. So, but I need a little bit of respect, please.
What I was saying is that in that line, we say the committee that was the target of 56,000 social workers for the implementation of the Children's Act. So I'm getting specific and go with what the 56,000 was meant for.
Could Consul Advisor come up with the standard statistics that this report is coming from the implementation of students at the number that they have here? Did I come up with the standard that shows that what in all of the medicine? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Because in the second line, it is said that because there has been a very low number of social workers graduating from the scholarship program. It then means it's not talking about the 6,000 social workers for the implementation of the Children's Act. It is unrealistic, really, if only very few social workers are graduating from the institution. I'm sure this line refers to that. I don't know whether I'm mistaken.
No, you're right. if you read logic on its own, it doesn't make sense. I saw other head.
No, it's not me. I was just saying that you were mentioning that the second analysis tells you really that it's unrealistic to choose, although it's a target that has been put in, but because of the low number of graduates that are graduating, it's not going to be easy or faster to achieve the number.
One of more, you saw your hand?
No,
I'm speaking.
Okay.
No. Are you covered? Can you read the sentence? The 66,000. Yes. Yes. Can I proceed? To resolve this challenge, the department made a decision to extend scholarship a year when a student had failed. Another challenge has been that universities have a specific number of students to take. The committee advised the department to look at alternatives that will address the challenge. One option is for the department to explore the possibility of developing social and voluntary workers programs or the same before you. This one also ended. Can I go now ahead to the student again? So if food banks are only located in urban areas, even though studies have shown that poverty levels have been increasing in urban areas, poverty is still deep rooted in the rural areas. The committee asked the department to develop a strategy to roll out food banks into rural areas and raise awareness on the food banks. The department acknowledged that food banks are only based in urban areas, but informed the committee that because of food banks part of the Zero Hunger program, it is aimed to roll them to rural areas. The number of empty positions at senior management level of the department noted that this may, we said it may, yeah, politics may have impact on the service delivery of the department. The department reported that interviews have been conducted to fill acting positions and appointments were made within 10 days. This? What did I say? Some of the some of this excluded the filling of the director general vacancy, which was prerogative of the minister. Check that they were still.
In the very first line of this bullet, the number of active positions at senior management level of the department also, I think we need to say something. It's not saying anything. It says the number of active positions at senior, or is it not a continuation? The new sentence, it's not saying anything, like a topic. So we need to say, okay, my proposal is the number of active positions at senior management level of the department is high. Also, it is noted that this may have an impact on the service delivery. On the first bullet, because it's just a standing a sentence as if it's a topic. It doesn't say a thing, you know.
Yeah.
The number of 18 positions at senior management level of the department. It's a consensus of the committee. And then
this sentence is fine. It's because it's continuing by saying it noted that this may have an impact on service delivery of the department. The concern by Honorable Moore is that it's not saying anything. We need to say number of action positions at senior level of the department.
Let's go back to the number of several action positions at senior management level of the department. It's a concern to the committee. It's noted that this may impact on the service delivery of the department. The department reported that interviews have been conducted between the action position and appointment.
Stop.
The action position. I think we should go there. Because they didn't advertise all the different interviews, all these positions that come.
Will you switch off your mic?
Is it me?
No. We go to bullet two. The fact that...
Do you say it's a concern or do you say it's a concern?
It's a concern. Not high.
Not high.
No.
There's another way.
General, the number of acting positions at senior manager level of the is a concern to the committee. That it says a lot. It, we don't just say...
Being high or low or middle...
But it's a concern.
I hear it. I laugh also. I want to laugh now. Because now... No, because really, now I would leave that sentence as it is.
No, no,
it doesn't make sense.
Now, I want to say maybe let's come up with a sentence. The second and the first must be one sentence. Mm-hmm. It's noted that this may have an impact on the service delivery of the department. The number of acting positions at the senior level of the department is a concern to the committee. But IWRM is that we are repeating ourselves. This on top serve concern. So I don't know why we're repeating things that we said headlines. It's a concern. So now we're repeating ourselves by saying number of is a concern. When we said it by saying concern. So it doesn't make sense to me.
Let's look on the department and then we continue.
Yeah. It's not a concern to talk. Why would you repeating? Yes. Thank you. Then go to
thanks, Chair. Before we pass that paragraph, the last sentence, this excludes the freedom of the Director General McKenzie, which was the prerogative of the Minister. Is it not a prerogative of the Minister even now? I think we should say is, because it's still the prerogative of the Chair. Thank you.
Okay. The fact that there were still instances where people were not able to apply the social grants because they did not have enabling documents such as death certificate, and this could be one of the reasons why 2 million children were reported missing in the social assistance program, even though it was acknowledged that, what a long sentence. Cindy, let me start. The fact that there were still instances where people were not able to apply for social grants because they did not have enabling documents such as death certificate, and this could be one of the reasons why 2 million children were reported missing in the social assistance program, even though it acknowledges that this is the responsibility of the Department of Home Affairs. The committee felt that parents, caregivers, and Department of Social Development have a role to play to ensure that people get these documents. The committee is aware that applicants can use affidavits to apply for social grants, but having the enabling documents important as they are required for many contractual agreements. My teacher who taught me English was very, actually you cannot write a sentence, the whole paragraph as being one sentence, but I'll leave it like that. Because we cannot, we're taught by several lecturers. I will leave it like that. The department had tables. You are very good. Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm just thinking maybe after a social service program, I put the full stop there. And then I said, each when the committee acknowledges that this is the responsibility of the Department of Home Affairs, it felt that this is the responsibility of the parents as well. Maybe put their foot up there.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's because it's too long. Okay. Yeah, sure. The department has not tabled its report on the day. And all of this.
Okay, good. No, there's a problem with the commission.
For record.
Yeah. I'm saying that they did not have a labor blue document such as that suitcase, and this could be one of the reasons why 2 million children reported missing. The missing children. It was a concern that they, and still a concern even here. Are they missing? Or oh, they not registered? Are they missing?
I don't understand if it's children or missing children. It's another story.
Because if they look at the performance from church, it's talks of the people who withdrew their benefits from the grant. Like those who came and said, no, the child was not there. So they were deregistered, those ones. Now, the issue of the missing children, they don't just the one missing, because they were there, and they registered.
The word missing has been used from even the strategic meeting, so we cannot actually derail from using it. Remember, missing in this case does not mean lost. It means they had not come forth in terms of, you know, re-registering.
So
one of the things being the...
We need to search where are they? Adequate 2 million missing. So let's read it like that.
Okay. But the 2 million was from a research that was done. Mm. It was from a search, it wasn't from the document or the data of the department. It was from a certain research.
I know, yeah, you're right.
So sometimes it may have been done for you, they haven't read that.
You see, I'm thinking of something while we're... Yeah.
Oh, Chairperson, I was just telling on the Department of Justice, because there are people, when you adopt a child, you should first go to the magistrate to give you legal adoption, all those things.
Now, I wanted to rewrite this. Because the missing of children, it's the report that came from the, I still remember that lady, that she, we cannot, Tina, say missing children as in this committee. That we told that the report will still go to the minister, and then to the minister it will come, the report we're told that it's going to go several areas and then come to the committee. And Tina, we don't have that record as this committee that these children are missing. It was the story that we got from an NGO who was presenting that they are still going to go to the report and take to the minister. Maybe we should rephrase by saying the report that we got from, just that I forgot the name of the NGO. Yes.
I think I need to clarify this. The 2 million was the research done by UNICEF previously. So now the minister have told us that they have located the new research now. They have located these 2 million children. They know exactly where they are now, but the report has not been published yet. So this is the process that you are referring to. It's the one that they have located. So there's two different. The other one, find 2 million children missing, and the new one now. These children have been located. But I still want us to rephrase the sentence. I'm saying exactly what they're saying. By UNICEF. So that it doesn't look like we know these kids where they are.
No,
it's not 4 million. These were...
No, you're right. Continue. But I want us to rephrase this sentence, please. But let us also indicate that the report from UNICEF is like this. You see, it must not be it's like we know where the children are as this committee. It's the report from UNICEF. Please, attention, rephrase it and so that Honorable Rock, what is it?
Do you want some suggestions? I think, because we split it up, I would suggest that it should read the fact that there were still instances where people were not able to apply for social grants because they didn't have enabling documentation such as birth certificate is of concern to the committee or whatever, right, full stop. In addition, And then this is the department has done research. In addition, the department has identified has identified a possible 2 million additional children that have not.
Don't put things through the window yet. No, I got a podcast. Look, this is from UNICEF.
No.
Can you explain again? Maybe you did not get it.
UNICEF, in collaboration with the department in SASA, find that 2 million children were missing from the system. Then now the research that has not been published yet has located these 2 million children, but the research is not being produced to the committee yet. It's still in the process of being published. So it's still these 2 million children, and the intervention, this was the challenge, and then the intervention now that the department has made is that they've located these 2 million children. They have been located because they didn't know where they are. The research didn't tell them exactly where are these children. So now the research that has not been published yet found where these children are.
I need to know, and please, okay. I wanted to include the UNICEF in collaboration with the department. Let us put it in sentence rather than saying missing children, if we know at this committee that these children are missing, because the report at hand, because we are still waiting for the report to come to us. So let's come back to this sentence. I will give it to UNICEF advisor in the meantime to put UNICEF in collaboration with SASA.
Okay.
And then we then go to department at a table report on the victim empowerment program to parliament required by the Child Justice Act. The department explained that the report used to be submitted through the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, but as from 2013 it will submit its individual report. This was per the requirement of the Sexual Offences Bill Act. Sorry. The department was not aware that the Act stipulated that a department should submit its individual report to Parliament.
Okay, on the second line, on the same bullet, it's actually required by the Sexual Offences Act, not the Child Justice Act. The Child Justice Act, something else in terms of reports to them. But this one, when we talk about reports to Parliament, is the SOA.
Can you repeat?
Okay. The report to Parliament is required by the SOA, not the Child Justice Act. I'm not so dependent.
Yeah. Right. We then go to budget reduction on the older persons, youth, substance abuse, and sub-programs. It found that these reductions could have budget implications to the funding of the NGOs. The department explained that the reductions were made was as part of efficiency savings recommended by the National Treasury to all departments. The savings were made on non-core functions such as advertising, venues, substance or subsistence and travel.
Just for my comments on those, I mean, I raised issue with the department about the reduction of services, particularly to the elderly. And they did say that the savings were made for non-core functions such as advertising, etc. That is correct. But the point I made in the committee, which I'm just saying here from the record, was that the older person's budget was reduced by one third. So I don't buy the fact from the department, I don't believe it actually, that a third of the older person's budget was non-core functions such as advertising and venues. I don't buy that at all. So anyway, just put it on the record if this meeting is being recorded.
The department explained that the reductions were made what as part week. So I would suggest that we say the department explained that the reductions made were as part of efficient saving.
Okay. Can we go to recommendations? Yeah. Yeah, thank you for that. The Minister of Social Development should expand the youth program to other 6 remaining provinces. The program should also be implemented at local government level. It welcomes the department program, which aims to empower youth for sustainable development and social change, which it has rolled out in 3 provinces. The Minister should review its target of social worker leaders for the implementation of the Children's Act. The department should provide the committee with a detailed report on the scholarship program from its inception. Let me start the
No, we it's just that I was not part of the report when we discussed it. But I feel we cannot say it has to be reviewed, even though we discussed it. That side, there are reasons why we're saying this 66,000 is unrealistic. I think the remedy is the question is to remedy the issue of passing by it, because they indicated that we will be extending it by a year so that those who have failed can be able to go to the community.
You know, when you speak,
let me say, in the previous case, we say the 60,000 was unrealistic due to the low number of social workers graduating. And it further indicates that the department agree to add a year, because normally when you say they throw the pass away, they will be adding a year to make sure that the number of graduates that are passing is higher. So we cannot say now they should review this act, because there's a remedy already to ensure that we reach that 66,000 as the PCP-related in
that. I want to review addresses. Honorable Watcher, Honorable Mo, Honorable Siki, Honorable Kume. Now, there are not much people. I'll point you, all of you, say something. Honorable Watcher.
Chair, I'd like to recommend that we change that sentence. You said the minister should, or the department, or the minister, whatever is more appropriate, should review the strategy to achieve the 66,000 social workers, because the strategy isn't working. They have to get to the 66,000 because that's what the costing report says. And they should bring that strategy to this committee once they've reviewed it, so we can have a look. That's what I would suggest.
I'm taking all the suggestions and I will rule out the suggestions. All of them are, I'm the chair here. All of them
are. Okay, what is the
chair?
Yes, the minister should review. I think they would review. I agree with the first speaker that we may not review this, because this is for the research to say this is what we need. So you cannot review it. Instead, you need to ensure that you reach the 66. So I'll go with my suggestion of a strategy to reach the 66. For the Children's Act and even more for the whole country.
No, you called me as last.
Honorable Tome.
And Chairperson, no, I was just going to say what Comrade, your Honorable Mr. Leg have just said that in that 1 year that we are saying that it's when the person has failed and then that one believes her or him 1 year again, but he's paying for himself for the fees that he has paid for.
So you suggest that we take review or strategy?
For the first time, I agree with my idea.
strategy in terms of target of review. Review the strategy. Review the strategy. Hey, the department should provide the government with detailed reports on the scholarship program for its inception. The minister should establish mechanisms to address challenges related to registration, funding, and capacity building of NGOs, especially in the rural areas. Agreed?
Yes.
Can we go back to the paragraph that we asked? Okay.
I want to add, if I may.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. The one that I would like to add in there.
You had
another question. Yeah, but hear me first. Then
no, we'll listen to you and agree if we agree with you.
Then we should call on the minister to, as a matter of urgency, to fill the vacant senior management post.
Okay. That's a suggestion that we add that the minister should fill the vacancies
in the senior.
In the senior post as a matter of urgency.
I don't understand what they want, because the department has said these posts are, they need to fill them, and they are going to fill them within 30 days. So why are we saying that we are calling on to the minister? We said the prerogative of the minister is to appoint the DG, not the DDG. I think this matter is attended to, and we have covered it inside the report. It's covered.
I'm trying to look at the bulletin that spoke about, speak about, about 10 days, but is it referring to the minister or the department? Do you see where it is? If you can assist me.
Page 11 on top.
Page 11 on top. Where is it? Yeah, there it is. Department reported that it was conducted to fill some of the acting position employment will be made within 30 days. The concern of Honorable Mufolo is that the minister is not filling both the department. So if you say the minister should make sure that the department has full as a matter of agency, it's not the prerogative of the minister to do that. It's the prerogative of the department. The department, the priority of the minister is to fill the post of the DG. Am I right? Honorable members. Honorable Gomez and Honorable Mother.
Chair, if you can just say my outside on this. The minister is a accountant of the government. So it must be the minister who should be that this happened because we've been dealing with it for more than 4 years. As well as the people have been acting for 2 years
now. No,
so
I want
to emphasize that the minister has.
No, the minister is the head of the department, as you agree. But I was telling you what the record was read by Honorable Mufolo. Honorable Mufolo?
Okay, actually, I second what the Honorable has just said. To say the minister is the accounting officer. The minister is the accounting officer. And it's her prerogative to make sure that her department is full-fledged in terms of the senior management. Because at the end of the day, it's her who's accountable. So I think Mike's point is basically to say in overall, because when you talk about the 30 days, you're talking about some acting positions. Remember we put the word some before acting position. So now we are, I think we're taking overall to say in a nutshell in her department, if you can ensure that she's fully fleshed in
the management. I mean, by saying, it's not causing any harm because it is our right to make sure that department is filling this post. We shouldn't be like, we are like, don't want to tell the department that they should fill. It's our, we're doing oversight here. So we shouldn't be like, it's wrong to say the department should make sure that they fill this post in the middle of the agency. We're also assisting people, those that are acting in the department should not act for a long time. I don't know why we're making this an issue. Because we could add a sentence that says, let us make sure that the minister is filling this post as a matter of urgency. And it's a matter of emphasizing that we are making sure, because we're doing oversight.
Thank you, Chairperson. I hear what you are saying. But also, when we are not acting like you are saying we are acting, let's not behave as if there is nothing that is happening on the senior department. Because the Chairperson, when I remember the rule, the Chairperson even gave the minister a chance to speak in the the last week meeting. And then the minister also it was her concern for those vacant posts. And when we are saying this thing is going to have an impact on service delivery, that means we are saying this thing needs an immediate attention. So I really don't understand.
Never. No, I think we are all in agreement that this matter has been on the table for quite some time. But I don't think that we should differ very far from one another in terms of putting the sentence as to what has to happen. One, there's a time frame that is on that is appearing already, to say within 30 days, of which one is not sure when is that 30 days is expired. So that we are working on something to say it has expired and position has not been filled. But we are also correct to say, so that all of us will be seen much serious and more serious to say, let us put emphasis on saying it has to be done and it has to be seriously looked by the overall accounting officer or minister. Thanks.
Okay, what I hear the president, it says the fact that there were certain instances where people were not able to apply for social grants because they did not have enabled documents such as the certificate, full stop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this would have been one of the reasons why 2 million children were reported missing in the report published by UNICEF in collaboration with the department in the social assistance program, full stop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then it acknowledges that this is the responsibility of Home Affairs, even though the committee acknowledges that this is the responsibility of the Department of Home Affairs, it felt that parents, caregivers, and the Department of Social Development have a role to play to ensure that these people get these documents. And nothing has changed.
I think we
have feel
that
because
we
have
a little bit. Then the last bulletin that we're adding.
Okay, the minister should fill the vacant post at the senior management level as a matter of urgency.
Find out what should we say to the minister.
I
am Honorable Kumalo. I adopt, I propose the adoption of the report with amendments. Thanks.
Can you say that? I'm listening to her now, she's this time. I didn't know. Not in the meeting. So the page that I'm talking about.
Oh, my head. The one that was at Good Hope.
You were there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so then. So I'm saying...
Very few days since the letter was sent in this committee.
Well, when I'm doing my meetings, go back
to very few. You have to be polite, no, you're correct in taking that.
It's not easy, Chair, when you know that people...
Is that?
It was on Tuesday. It was on Tuesday.
Which Tuesday? The Tuesday? Mm-hmm.
Sure, I was saying, you know, the time now is 25 to 12. And yes, like that. So, there are two problems. What are we doing at the moment after the next meeting of the two demands? So, but for me, there are not much. It's just 4 pages. I don't think.
We still have two other reports in NDA and SASA.
Before we get there. Going to be the National Development Agency, NDA. I'll start with the introduction. Okay, let's start by looking at the mistakes or spelling mistakes. If there are any. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4, page 5. I'm looking at spelling mistakes. We then looking at number 1, which is introduction. We'll quietly look at the content. I will looks like I'm looking at the formulation. We'll start discussing all the recommendations. But just to make sure that we also agree that this is captured correctly. Page 2, NDA strategic goal and objectives for 2013 and 2014. Those are objectives up to 1 to 5. Then we go to capacity building. Just to remind ourselves by just reading quietly so that when we go to recommendations, we know what to talk about. Early child development. Early childhood development, food security, income generation and programs and projects. Program 1 deals with development management and strategy. Program 2, research and development. Program 3,
talk four. Financial plan, deliberations and protests. The first recommendation made by the committee, the Minister of Social Development should ensure that the agency prioritizes the filling of female vacant posts. I think it's coming again, oh my god. The agency should review its allocation and ensure that more money is allocated to projects which are co-managed. The agency should also consider decreasing its staff component. Number two, yes?
I mean, I think those three sentences should be separate bullet points. But if you, and it also does, I understand that coming from the first sentence is the minister should ensure the agency should prioritize the filling of senior vacant posts. And in the third sentence you're saying the agency should also consider decreasing the staff component. Seems a bit of a contradiction. I don't know, but maybe we should say non-stop, non-senior level or something. I don't know, but it just seems a contradiction. But I do think all three bullet points should be separate. All three sentences should be a separate bullet point.
I remember the suggestion by Honourable Waters to say to separate the bulletin to the three. The one should be the Minister of Social Development should ensure that the agency prioritizes the vacant post as one. The second one should be the agency should review its allocation and ensure that more money is allocated to projects and which are a co-mandate. The third one should be the agency should also consider decreasing its staff component. What is the view of the Honourable Member?
Okay. Based on what Honourable Member said, I think even the second bullet, as is right now, can be matched with the second sentence. For instance, the agency should review its allocation and ensure that more money allocated to projects can be matched with the agency should review its budget and more money should be allocated. They are the same thing on projects than on compensation of employees. It can be matched with one, maybe the second bullet.
We take the second sentence.
We match it with
the second bulletin, which they are more related, and take and make agency should also consider the staff as number two.
Standalone bullet.
Are you with us?
Okay.
Thanks, Chair. I'm just thinking, I think, I don't know if my memory serves me well, but I think the issue here, and maybe the members can help me, there was an explanation that was given that says, I think only the CEO is on the full-time employment.
3 years.
Yes. And the other positions are contracts. I think that was the issue. I don't know if that's wrong. And that's why there's this review of the NTA to so look at all the salary issues.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think they were saying they are leaving 120 permanent staff, and then 5 were on temporary, and they are looking forward for 2015 to employ 5 still. My concern is only on the theme of decreasing staff. How do you decrease staff? Are we not going to face this case of CCMA? We better think they should do on the strategy and bring it to the community so that we don't fix the legal cell. It's a city I know I was a soft steward on. So they were not leaders to CCMA.
That recommendation, did you come to us that they should decrease the staff? Can you remind me?
From the minister.
From the minister. That they should decrease the staff. So your suggestion,
Okay. No, I just want to say on what the content advisor said, it's actually vice versa. The others were permanent and only the CEO had a 3-year contract. That's how she explained it.
Yeah, let's then match the two sentences
I'm assisting on that merging of the number 2 and number 2.
I have that Jefferson. The agency should review its allocation, budget allocation, and ensure that more money is allocated to projects which are at-home money. In addition, it should review its budget, and more money should be allocated on project that than to compensation of employees.
Yeah. Then we are fine with that one, and then we come to the Honorable Mofora is saying, instead of saying also consider decreasing, we should replace by, can you remind me again?
Come up with strategy.
Come up with strategy of decreasing its staff component. Do you agree?
Yes, I was thinking that instead of really saying we decrease staff, at least redeploy them from some of things. Because if you change the somewhere and you gave them an appointment letter, it's very difficult. You can't just come in and say, we are
not a sentence. Let us delete it at all. Let us not even reference it. Yeah, let's just delete it, I think. Then, the minister should apply to the National Treasury to a budget allocation of the NDA increase. The entity has a critical role to play in poverty alleviation through its priority areas, issues of food security, income generation, and capacity building. This was the concern of all of us, that NDA is not getting enough funding. So I think we as committee, it is our responsibility to make sure that the NDA is getting more money. Honorable.
Chair, my concern is that they're only spending 35% of their budget on the core function of funding projects, and they're spending the other 65% in salaries and offices. And if you look at the budget, I mean, there's a 1,000% increase for furniture, right, for this year, over the previous, if you look at those columns on page 9 of the document together, I don't have it with me, but there's a 1,000% increase there. So the fact is, I don't believe they're spending the money as wisely as it should be. And secondly, if you look over the medium term, this financial year and the next two, the trend continues where they spend, in fact, slightly more on salaries. The percentage increases slightly, and the percentage for projects decreases. So I think before we ask the minister to give hard-earned taxpayers money to NDA, maybe what we should ask is for a report from the NDA on how they intend to spend additional money, and how they intend to cut their salary costs, and make sure that more than 35% of their budget goes on to projects.
So, here we're talking about increasing money to the NDA. The recommendation by the committee is that we increase money to the NDA. That's a separate issue on the watchers, that the how they use money. But when they were presenting to us, they are not able, even we even spoke about the brand, that they fear to do the branding because of not having enough money. I'm just, you know, thinking of other things that they raised concerning less money that they get. So it's a separate issue that, and we did talk about them using money in administration more than the core business. And then they even said the turnaround strategy, I think they are now better than last year, I should think.
Let me say, Baba, to raise serious concern about the budget, and we say they need to look at it there, because we cannot have no percentage in salaries and that's percentage in the core business of the agency. Now, it says order, when we said the agency review its budget, and more money should be allocated on projects than recommendation.
Yes,
I see it, you know.
Honorable.
for record.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think my Honorable Kume is right on that thing. And I don't agree with Honorable Otas to say that before we the minister asked the NEA, we should say let the National Treasury increase the money, and that money should be monitored that is used, and that is going to be used for functions of the NEA, not to say we are not going to let them not use the tax money for sales. We all agree, and that was mentioned. I think Umam Kumi was the one who was raising that more percent of money go to salaries, and that is where the minister said we should look on how to decrease the staff to do it. And then I'm saying let's allow the minister to ask Treasury to increase the money, and that money should be monitored that is going to be used for the proper function.
And what you are saying, Honorable Follow, is still the standard categorization of our country most assets to have the budget allocation of the NDA increase.
I'm supposing that because Honorable Mike was saying.
No, I do understand because you are right. Mm. Cut up like that is in there. And for this year.
I mean, he talks about a turnaround strategy. I haven't seen it. The fact is the trends historically and going forward are the same. In fact, as I've explained, if you look at the budgets, the amount they're going to spend on salaries increased actually over the 20-year period. There's no turnaround strategy. If you look at the documents they gave us in the meeting, you can go home and do the math for it. But the fact is, before we ask for more money from Treasury, they should come at us and show their willingness to change. You can't have an organisation spending 35% of the budget only on core functions and 65% on salaries and nice furniture. Sorry, they need to show us through a revised budget, which we have asked, that they are willing to change. And then we can say, okay, if they are willing to change, we will then approach change on your behalf. But not before.
Chairperson, I'm still maintaining that I'm moving with what the second sentence is saying. We are going for budget vote. Let us be realistic. Budget vote next week. And when we debate for this, we should have a call calling the minister to ask the National Treasury to give more funds for NDA. As the members of parliament, we have the responsibility to look, to monitor if the NDA is doing what is allocated to them for the core function.
Yeah,
I'm still supporting that.
I don't understand what I want to say when you say you should not apply for more money. Because the critical role is to make sure that poverty are reduced in services and this is done really. So if you say you should not support what is written here, it should be wrong. All our role as this committee is to monitor whether that money will be used correctly or not. And not to say we are not, you know, saying the money should be increased.
So you say our role is to monitor, right?
Yes.
So what have we done this year, last year, the year before, to ensure that they spend more of their budget on core functions? What have we done this year?
It's a lot of debate on the board now because NPA, if you look at their board, is better than the last year's report. They tried to turn around.
Honorable Mike, and say we didn't monitor. We went to the NDA, we didn't see the policy that they are doing. The report that they are giving to us, just tell him that he was not there by that time when we visited the NDA project. Maybe the report is not what he is expecting, but what you see on the ground, the project that is funded by the NDA. We went to Mpumalanga, we went to Eastern Cape, we went to KZN, and the project that is funded by the NDA. I'm sure it's only last year that we didn't go.
Besides that, even when
they
were taking this report, they even said they allow better than the year before that. So it's not correct to say they did nothing.
Chair, I think according to their strategic plan, more funding is needed. But what was Shadow Lane saying
we have to reduce poverty, alleviate poverty, unemployment and inequality. How can we do that? We can only do that with this project. So there's more finances needed there. Then really the monitoring and evaluation of the project that are done there will assist the committee. It just says to us, we have to stay up and do the work that we're supposed to be doing. But the funding that they are given, the NJ, is not enough for what, for the work that we want them to do, according to even their strategy plan. They are saying, I'm going to do this, and it needs money.
What is surprised to me is, I thought the Lord was by the time this A was presenting this, never raised all the issues that have been in
the
budget. No, but what I know is that when they were presenting, we did see that at least they are now, you know, rising, the process of making sure that they are turnaround strategies.
There's
nothing done.
Just to belabor the point, but it's not about them. Obviously, they've got projects. They get 171 million rand.
Mm.
So it would be very difficult not to have any projects, right? My view, my point is that over the historical short term and going forward, the MPF period, mm-hmm. they're not changing how much they're spending on salaries, right? And in fact, the amount spent on projects is decreasing. It's not that I'm saying there's no projects, I listen to this project. What I'm saying is their priorities are skewed. They'd rather spend more on their salaries. I mean, if you take, and I said this in the budget, in the meeting, chair last week, I said, if you do a crude calculation...
Let's be rude by saying, we are noting that you are saying the money should not increase. But we as this committee feel that there should be increased in terms of making sure that projects are done by...
We are not saying, I hear what you are saying, the worry that you are making, but we are not going to know that the other member is saying this. This is a discussion, the majority of the feelings should only be taken. This is not, we are not in the house where we would say the objection or what. We are saying let's increase the money, monitor the NDA, and then we give them ultimatum of time frame by the next financial year, they should have increased the budget. Because according to Honorable Waters, the reason for not increasing the money is because the projects have decreased. The projects are great, but they have decreased. So,
but you know, what I'm trying to raise is that we are not going to change this.
Mm-hmm.
Noting what he is saying on record, he is the only one who is saying that on record,
mm-hmm.
but we are not changing this.
Okay.
And this is not the first point that he said is not with us on record. I'm talking about records, not changing here.
It says it all what it says. The money allocated to NGA to be used for more money for compensating the employees. It must be used in the project. For us is to see that what we're emphasizing here, does NGA do?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said, and what Water said things. They did not do what they're supposed to do. When I said we do oversight, he said no, they did not do. So that's why I'm saying we're not going to change this on record. He is the one, only one who's saying it's not. So can we just then proceed to the last one?
Mm-hmm.
There should be increased efforts.
When you do the individual, just do a party level to say the DA.
It's on record, I think. Yeah. There should be increased efforts on the part of the NDA over the monitoring and evaluation of the funding project. So the last one, the minister should ensure that the agency strengthens its awareness campaigns for projects it funded, as well as encourage NGOs to comply with NGOs' guidelines and acts. I have a letter for Umangu, share the urgent attention. It's going to Dr. Zafoni.
All of the members, we are now proposing that we adopt this. I don't think there is something that will change. Is there anything that will change?
Oh.
Except the... No.
I don't know, Chairperson, whether the committee agrees with the point that the minister should monitor the money that is allocated to the core mandate of the NDA. It was something that I proposed by one of the members, but I don't know if I should end it. That the minister should monitor that money that is allocated to the core mandate or function of the is allocated to the core function of the NGO. It was on that point of the the minister applying to the national treasurer. And I think it's a wrong concept. The minister is our duty to monitor and
oversight money, and I think that's going to actually in the time page. The second question is on to say there should be increased effort. So, by all.
And then, adoption of
the minutes. Chair, would you note objection via to this report, please?
No, I just want you to hear what Honorable Waters is saying, that he's objecting. Today is objecting the report.
Yeah.
No, I want you to know that because you were busy talking, you were at your own meeting. So I'm trying to make a follow-up to your meeting. But can we then adopt?
Honorable Chair, move for adoption if I may.
Second. Can we get just other minutes? We are the last one, members, the South African Social Security Agency, SASSA Strategic and Comparison Plan for 2013 and 2014. Yes. We are going to start by looking at the spelling, correcting the spelling. Page 2. Disclosure.
conducting training and workshops that will ensure that there is a common understanding and interpretation of and stewardship of beneficiaries. SRG will give priorities to largely to those that are listed there. A re-registration process that we know all know of. The completion of the registration process, which is there. The 2 million people are still coming, but are missing on the registration process. The data, obtaining of data. The records management, grant reviews, the backlogs are listed. Eliminate reviews. Go to organizational review. Organizational efficiency. The other initiatives to be addressed by SASA, they are listed for the members. Financial plan for 2013, 2014 to 2016. Challenges. Deliberation. And the number of local offices space 10 to be upgraded in 2013-2014 financial year. Those are number of offices in each region. I'm going to read the recommendation by the committee. The committee makes the following recommendations. The implementation of the biometric system to SASA officials should be prioritized because the number of SASA officials have been found guilty of defrauding the social grant system. The second one is SASA should resolve the issue of government accounts and grant payments paid to beneficiaries who have passed away and other irregularities pertaining to social grant payments. And there's a reference number, which is an annual report for Social Security Agency, dated 13 February 2013. Any comment?
Just
I think we also need to add as a recommendation, which was very, very urgent issue, the issue of safety and security at Pay Point. I think we did recommend that very, very highly during our last meeting last too. It's urgent, and almost every week you hear of something. I mean, every time there is that sessions when the elderly get paid. So the issue of safety and security at Pay Point was emphasized many times. Can you put it as a recommendation?
Maybe we should say the strengthening, because there is, in fact, we need more strengthening of the safety and security at Pay Point. That's it. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Thanks, Chapter 7, on page 6.
I think the sentence that is not correctly written, almost starting from the 5th line. With regards to improving the Trust local offices and Pay Point, it was reported that there were offices, particularly in the rural areas, where the infrastructure was deemed unacceptable, that improvements would be impossible to make. I think it doesn't make sense. Maybe we can say where the infrastructure improvement will be impossible to make.
Where does
under challenges, page 6.
Oh, okay.
The first paragraph under challenges.
Okay.
Almost the last sentence, where the infrastructure was in and unacceptable, that improvement would be impossible to make. There's a tautology, it doesn't make sense to me. I think maybe where the infrastructure improvement would be impossible to make.
Let me read the whole paragraph. Sasha reported that it still faces challenges pertaining to the policy implementation, particularly delays in the processing and provision of court orders for FCG and the expectation of unrewards which qualifies an applicant to receive SRT. Another challenge is to locate and pay CSG to 1 million children who were reported missing the social assistance system. With regards to improving the federal local offices and Pay Point, it was reported that there were offices, particularly in the rural areas, where the infrastructure was unacceptable, that improvements would be impossible to make. So you suggest that we delete unacceptable. Can you read the sentence again the way you suggest it?
I suggest that we say where the infrastructure improvement would be impossible to make. Even if I was not there, but my understanding is that maybe the structure, the way it is, so it won't be possible to make some improvements so that it can accommodate the patients and so forth. So to write unacceptable, impossible, I think it's a bit of a judgment.
But those are two different
things.
Yeah. Bula, you didn't say. I'm going to give you a chance.
No, Chair, I agree with your interpretation. There are two different issues.
There are two different issues here. First one.
Yes, the issue of unacceptable, if I remember well, it was the way they were, the conditions and the
conditions
time. So, basically unacceptable in a way that we won't improve this one. Okay. We'll just start afresh, you know, something like that. And then the others were just in a way that they can be improved. In a way, you can say grading is sort of unacceptable in a grading system, to say this is fully dilapidated, this is, you know, less dilapidated, something like this.
If we leave unacceptable, we'll be leaving the whole quarter.
Maybe we can just say unacceptable condition. Maybe we can put those conditions, I don't know.
Yeah, we can
leave
unacceptable condition so that it's understandable by a person who is not part of the discussion, that the conditions here, we're saying they are unacceptable, and therefore improvement would be impossible to make. So if we leave unacceptable treatment, we don't really understand why we say impossible to make. So I request that we just add conditions.
Where the infrastructure is unacceptable, is in an unacceptable condition. It's still the same. It's not that it's what now to change.
Maybe it's a matter of English, without Yali or Iwoku. It's okay, you can put it. Thank you, Honorable Members. Honorable Members, I propose for someone to adopt the Honorable Bula is seconding. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Honorable,
I want to say something. Thank you, Chakasin. I just want to explain a procedure, a rule in terms of parliamentary rules. This is a report of the committee, which is represented by different political parties. Whatever decisions that come out of this meeting, it's a the other type of decisions, it will be adopted by the House. The report will combine department and its entities. I remember we experienced the same experience in our previous meeting where a political party expressed its minority view on the report, but that is expressed in the minutes of the proceedings. But because this report is represent the decision by the committee, which is represented by different parties. But the minutes, if there are different views, minority views, that will be expressed. So the decisions for not supporting a specific recommendations will not be reflected, because that's in the report. But in the minutes, there will be a view that will express a certain political party that will support that. Thank you very much.
When the report goes to Parliament, do we have a chance to debate?
Yes.
Okay.
On the 8th, I think on the 8th.
On the budget
vote. On the budget vote. Okay. It's scheduled for the 8th. That's another platform you can get for your disagreement on certain
things. We're not voting on this report.
If you see, I think there will be a vote where you support or not support, there will be slots allocated for each political party.
That was the last report.
Yeah, does that mean, after listening to Indira, will Honorable Waters' objection on that report be
canceled?
That should be withdrawn as well, in view of what Indira is saying. Because the objection will come in a minute and mention.
Well, this is part of the rule. It says that from this process of doing nothing, that's our full thing.
That's where she will indicate it, not the one that
we want. All right. And I understand the change. And also, since NDA, sorry to take the back, now that you have unpacked that, Honorable Waters also made amendments to this as well. And we have adopted this report with amendments made on the board. Yes, yeah.
But if all members are supporting whoever amending that he or she is going to the committee, everyone accepting, so that is part of their decision. If the members are supporting against a particular member who is not supporting that decision, it's extreme minority, it's affecting the minutes. But this is the focus of the whole committee.
Now, I understand that, Chair, sorry, just a follow-up. Let me give you a practical example. Honorable Waters have suggested amendments to this report.
Incorporated.
Right, incorporated in this report. But, and after adopting the report with amendments,
then you are now noting the objection of the deity. That I need that objection. In other words, you are saying, okay, fine, you can make the amendment. I want 1, 2, 3 to be put into the report. But yet when you finish put that into the report, you are saying to me, sorry, note my objection now. I don't want that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, thank you. Chair,
yes, we were discussing it with Thomas Paul that you can't make an amendment to the thing that you cannot support it. He made us to change a lot of things, and then in the end of the day he said, no, I'm not part of this thing. And then really, it's confusing us. It's confusing us.
The change is the minutes. The changes is a contribution towards the whole report, you know. And if, I mean, yes, there are amendments that he contributed, but if there are other things that he doesn't, or we do not agree with within the report, we do have that right. The only difference is that it won't be reported on the report. Is that what you say? It will be in the minutes because the report is a general view.
The report
so
was on the money allocation to the people. That's where we agreed.
Otherwise the whole report will be adopted because you will say because of my amendment from Mike, I'm not, you know, something like this. We'll all have those differences, so.
We'll all have the opportunity today. So I think let us go to the next section. The time is just about, I think, 1 o'clock. We still have one. So we need to the last item deals with the
I'm just going for the leash,
yeah?
I thought it would be a long session.
I want to propose that you really want to
go on. You always ask me that.
I want to propose that we do the adoption of the outstanding minutes in the next meeting.
Chair, we are just making a proposal. The proposal is something that has to be discussed and agreed here if it means it has agreed.
Chairperson,
can you just give me a chance to talk?
Okay.
Unless there are other reasons other than people are being tired, I will be convinced that they are chair. I'll say why I'm saying this. Sometimes you do have enough chance to look at the minutes so that you are concentrated and taking issues as they were discussed if the minutes are still fresh. But at this point, we only have two sets of minutes. Am I right?
Three.
Are we saying we're going to pile this in together with today until next week? That's my
question. I don't know. We are giving venue till what time, but I was suggesting that if honorable members want to give us lunch, can proceed with those minutes. Because it's already 12 o'clock, so I will propose that we adjourn.
We have three sets of
minutes,
and the time now is close to 1 o'clock, and we don't have lunch given by the Department of Committee. So I want to propose that we adjourn. No, I'm still proposing,
Thank you, Chairperson. Remember the APCs are starting. So if we're not adopting within 1 or 2 today, does it mean we're going to do this when we come back? Because are we sitting next week? Maybe let me ask the secretary. Are we not?
Okay,
we're going to debate. So maybe let me check. Jenna?
No.
Is it APCs?
No, we're sitting on the
electricity. What is the agenda? Let's hear from the
I've made a request from the department is implementation of adoption policy, but they were a little bit of a challenge because they are also appearing before the select committee. They are presenting their ballot vote on the select committee. So I'm still waiting for them to come.
When is that?
Tuesday. We're supposed to meet on Tuesday next week, the 7th. It's our slot. So if they really won't be able to come before us, we might have a meeting to adopt the electoral planning. I'm sure we do.
Chair, I feel that let's do this minutes. Let's quickly go through these minutes and finish them. Thank you.
of children in any child development center as well as the policy on annual report of the central land authority. I'll send the most of the minutes. Can you all look at those and check the areas? This is central sharing meeting was not part of the meeting. So I'll be guided by you because I will not have this meeting. My name is Ada Konishi. So looking at the spelling page 2. Page 3. Page 4. And page 5. Page 6. I'm not quite sure whether to read all the minutes.
Can I propose something, Chairperson?
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. I do propose that we look at the resolution on the minutes so that if there's any minute left out, they are able to feature it. Thank you.
The committee advised the department to put more focus on ensuring that the EC descendants, particularly in rural areas, are adequately equipped to accommodate children with disabilities. Services for children with disabilities have thus been mostly provided for in EC descendants in certain areas. The department reported that together with the National Development Agency, NPA, it was working on a model that will provide guidelines of mainstreaming ECD services for children with disability in ECD centers. Number 3, the department said that reported that it was looking at establishing an SCD sub-directorate separating ECD from children sub-directorate. This will assist the department in rolling out the ECD action plan. The committee resolved that the department should present to the committee the roll-out plan of the ECD action plan to provinces with specific time frames. Because the Children Act does not compel MECs to fund the ECD program, the committee advised the department to engage with the National on the possibility of having funded the ECD program. For instance, the department explained that it has already explored the proposal of bringing central funding for the ECD program within the applicable shed. This will require the department to review the existing regulatory framework. It was again the 12 o'clock shed by Honorable Yolanda Porter. What we will go back to resolution and check if it is a full reflection of what Number of departments are there. You look at also page 2, the spelling. Page 3. with four page five. I'll take the proposal by Honorable Kumalo that we only look at the resolution. Resolutions are at starting from page 6. The first resolution is saying guidelines that indicate criteria the department is in identifying families in the need. Can I repeat that one? Guidelines that indicate criteria the department uses in identifying families in need. Report on the impact made by the Zimbabwe program. We have only two resolutions.
Why don't you say guidelines must be developed?
It's another, I don't know what to say.
Just
explain.
So guidelines should be developed.
Guidelines that indicate criteria the government uses in identifying families in need
should be developed. Are there guidelines now?
No.
In terms of the criteria. No.
I can't remember.
So I think they need to be established or developed.
Consultation, please assist. The content advice, please assist. The question is, do we have guidelines already that indicate criteria to determine which guidelines are needed?
They must report. They must report that the committee resolved on the following, that the department should report on the guidelines to indicate the criteria they use to identify families in need.
Now the content is now totally changing.
Yes.
You say the guidelines. I think here it says the guidelines that indicate the criteria the department uses to identify families in need. Maybe we need to say
the guidelines are there, but I think they should report. Maybe they did not report to us. Maybe there was a consent to say, we don't know the guidelines.
I don't remember the discussion. But what we need to do is to make sure that the guidelines are reported to the committee for identifying families in need.
Okay,
so
the committee resolves that the department should report to it the guidelines that indicate the committee resolves on the following, that the department should report to the committee on the guidelines that indicate criteria it uses in identifying families in need.
So can we then adopt?
Adopt.
Thank you.